This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimide with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentary Committee's report on investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Bill, Third Amendment, tabled in House of Representatives. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal's transitional justice process will reach its conclusion soon. House of Representatives lawmakers express concern over country's unsafe aviation sector, urge government to take immediate measures for safe civil aviation. Lalitpur reports 38 cholera cases as the country records 50 cases. And Ukraine's foreign ministry says it has no intention of permanently holding on to the small pocket of Russian territory it seized over the last week. Now the news in detail. A parliamentary committee's report on investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment Bill, 2081 Bikram Samath, was tabled in the House of Representatives yesterday. Chairperson of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, Bimala Subedi, tabled the committee's report on the bill in the House meeting yesterday. The House of Representatives had sent the bill to the committee for clause-wise discussion. The meeting of the House of Representatives today is expected to endorse the bill. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the matters relating to the investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Bill 2081 Bikram Samath, and the transitional justice process would reach its conclusion based on Nepal's experience and needs. Addressing a program organized at the Attorney General Office yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the discussion between the political parties were going on to conclude the matters of transitional justice soon. The Prime Minister said the justice delivery system of Nepal would enter into a new era after the bill related to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is under consideration, is passed. He expressed his belief that the bill would set a new example to the world in conflict management. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the programs and plans are being formulated to promote youth entrepreneurs in the country. Speaking at the closing session of the Nepal Youth Summit held in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of International Youth Day, Prime Minister Oli said the government was working to increase the pace of development with micro-entrepreneurship initiatives for employment generation within the country. Expressing concern over the increasing number of youths leaving the country due to lack of employment opportunities, the Prime Minister cautioned that there was a risk of Nepal becoming a country of only senior citizens in the future. Prime Minister Oli said that currently 20% of citizens were below the poverty line and hence poverty should be reduced at the rate of at least 2% annually. Lawmakers have expressed concern over country's unsafe aviation sector. During an emergency hour of yesterday's meeting of House of Representatives, lawmakers drew the attention of the government to make civil aviation safe by formulating necessary laws if needed. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa emphasized on the need of ensuring the rights of women, indigenous nationalities, Dalits, Madhesis and oppressed communities. Addressing a special hour of the House meeting yesterday, Thapa demanded action against those involved in fake Putney's refugee scam and cooperative fraud. The number of cholera patients has increased in the recent times with 38 cases in Lalitpur district alone. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of cholera cases reached 50 across the country till yesterday. The division said there were 2 cases of cholera in Kathmandu district, 8 in Kailali district and 2 in Pyuthan district. Meanwhile, rapid response teams have been deployed in collaboration with the province and local governments in cholera-affected areas. The rapid response teams are screening for patients and those remaining in close contact with the patients, according to the division. Ambassador of the United Kingdom to Nepal, Rob Fenn, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at his office in Singha Darbar yesterday. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the discussions were held on matters of mutual interest and bilateral relations between the two countries. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said the government had prioritized the infrastructure development, increased participation of youths in policy making, and meeting the sustainable development goals while strengthening Nepal's federalism and democracy. During the meeting, the British ambassador expressed happiness for finalizing the legal topics related to transitional justice based on political agreements. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbakurung, viewed that opinions should be sought from stakeholders regarding some complicated issues in the Media Council Bill. During clause-wise deliberations on Media Council Bill in the National Assembly's Legislation Management Committee yesterday, Minister Gurung said that the process to fill the vacant post in the Media Council, if Council's chair or office bearers were prosecuted for corruption charges, would be taken forward based on recommendations furnished by the stakeholders. Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Satish Kumar Singh, has decided to remove the 8 state ministers in the provincial government. The Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers stated that the state ministers have been informed about their removal from the post. The Chief Minister also recommended to the Province Chief to remove all the state ministers inducted in the Council of Ministers formed on the 6th of August. The Chief Minister was criticized from all walks of life for forming a large-size cabinet comprising 20 members in the Madhya Province. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. Ukraine's foreign ministry has announced it has no intention of permanently holding on to the small pocket of Russian territory it has seized over the last week. But it still faces a stark choice today whether to keep its forces there to exert maximum pressure on Moscow or to withdraw now, according to the BBC. Battered daily by Russian drones, missiles and glide bombs, its exhausted frontline forces falling slowly back in the Donbass, Ukraine was in dire need of making some substantial advancement. According to the BBC, with this extraordinary, bold and well-executed incursion into Russia's Kursk Oblast, it got that advancement. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Parliamentary Committee's report on investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Bill, Third Amendment, tabled in House of Representatives. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal's transitional justice process will reach its conclusion soon. House of Representatives lawmakers expressed concern over country's unsafe aviation sector, urged government to take immediate measures for safe civil aviation. Lalitpur reports 38 cholera cases as the country records 50 cases. And Ukraine's foreign ministry says it has no intention of permanently holding on to the small pocket of Russian territory it seized over the last weekend. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.